It's time.
Time to meet the women who make a living around fast cars.
Hello, ladies.
This is Women Take the Wheel.
Sit down, strap in, and turn on all you got.
Nikki Clark is taking you behind the scenes.
You're ready to win.
Let me tell you, these cars, they get up and go pretty good.
Introducing you to women drivers,
crew members,
and fans of the racing world. Plus, Nikki is bringing you the latest racing news in Indiana and beyond.
We're going to bring it to you from the tower as they get ready to pull into the beams.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
All right, strap yourselves in.
Woo! Getting off the track and in your ears. This is Women Take the Wheel.
Come on, baby.
With your host.
Here we go.
Nikki Clark.
Hi, I'm Nikki Clark, your host for Women Take the Wheel, here on the All Indiana Podcast Network. And on this episode, I talk with NHRA driver Rachel Meyer. For her, racing is truly a family sport. Hear what it was like for her to grow up at the racetrack with her dad, Randy Meyer, working on the family car, and competing in junior dragster against her sister, Megan Meyer. Stay tuned.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, and welcome to Women Take the Wheel. And this is Nikki Clark. And today with me, I have Rachel Meyer. Hi, Rachel. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Great. And you may recognize her last name, Meyer. She is also, I've had her sister Megan on, and we've also had her racing partner on, her other co-driver on the Meyer racing team, Julie Natas, on. So I can't believe we finally got you. I'm so sorry.
You're good.
You're good. And you've been having a very successful career, I think, so far this year, and you're driving your A-Fuel dragster. And how many wins do you have this year? I've lost track. I'm not going to lie.
So I just won my fourth national event, and I have two regional wins right now.
Is that over your career or just this year?
Just this year.
Oh my
gosh.
Well,
I've only ever won these four national events, but I've won a few regionals the past few years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so when did you actually start to race? Like, what was your first race car? When did you start out?
So I started out whenever I was 8 years old in a junior dragster. So I've actually been racing for about 18 years now, I think.
Oh, my goodness. And how'd you do at junior dragster? Were you just like, that's just awesome, too? Just got in the car and started winning, or?
I wish, but no. I would win a race here and there, but I never won a championship. I don't know. I guess I've never been super good, but this year I've really been trying to focus and do a lot better because I don't know how much longer I'll be able to keep racing, at least at the alcohol level.
Gotcha. And you did Super Comp also, too, because I remember, didn't you have your dragster have like a jester on it, if I remember right?
Yeah, it has a joker on it. And yes, I still have that one. I bracket race it locally in the years past.
But yeah, do you still do that once in a while? Do you still like, hey, I want to go do some bracket racing? I know some drivers do that. Or do you do that?
Yeah, I try to. This year's been a little too busy to be able to do it, but hopefully next year and in the future I'll always be racing.
Great. Okay, now here's another question for you too, because you do have your sister Megan who also races. Were you guys really competitive as kids? Like, did you race each other and were you pretty competitive?
Yeah, we were very competitive at the junior level because we had more opportunities to race each other. Whenever we both stepped up to super comp, I think we only ran each other one time, and she beat me because I flinched and turned it red. And then in the alcohol car, we raced each other a few times. And yeah, it always gets really competitive whenever we're up against each other.
Honestly, I don't know if I could do that with a sibling. I really don't. I just feel like be really awkward dinners then. Now, was it awkward afterwards? Or are you guys still like, okay, good for you? Were you typical sisters like me and my sister, a little bitter?
I would definitely say we got a little bitter sometimes. Me specifically, after a few times that she beat me, I was tired of it. But no, for the most part, we would just brush it off and we were fine.
Oh, you're good. Like I said, I don't know. My brothers and I don't know if I could have done that. And now, did you want to race? Or, you know, because we know your dad's a racer, Randy Meyer, very successful racer. Did you want to, you know, do it because your dad did it? Or what motivates you to want to start racing?
I just really like the adrenaline rush it gives me and the family bond that you build out at the track with everyone out there. It makes you become like a closer family, and those are the people that you see almost every weekend. You just build a special bond with them, and that's one of the things I really enjoy about racing. So that's why, to me, it doesn't matter what class I'm in. Just as long as I get a race, I'm pretty happy.
See, and that's that's a common thing I get from everybody I've talked to on this thing is family. And you know, Jackie, you know, brings that up, and you're friends with her also. I see you guys more than I see my own family. I seriously do believe, in fact, this year, I know I've seen you more than I've seen my own siblings. And I love it. That's the best part of it because, you know, you guys always have somebody to go to at the end of the day. And I just love that. And then now, was your dad your inspiration also growing up, you know, driving, you know, having your dad, you know, because I've asked other people this too, when you have parents who are famous and racers, is it helper? Is it inspiration to you? Do they help you a lot behind the wheel?
Behind the wheel, not really. My dad doesn't say much. He just says, you know what to do. Go out there and do it. Just be ready for anything. I think it does help a lot, though, that I grew up around the class and grew up working on the cars, that I have a respect level for them. And I don't know.
Well, no, that's true. It's because, working on the car, I think, is a very important component. When you work on your own car and you know how it runs, I think, you know, I think that makes you a better driver myself.
Yeah, I think so too. But I feel like sometimes it can hurt you also if you know that, I don't know, you just hurt the motor the round before or something. It can add another stress level to you, which is why I feel like my dad does a lot better job just focusing on tuning. In the past, he used to tune and drive, and I feel like we've really picked up a lot of success the last few years with him focusing more on the tune-up and not stressing out over it while he's in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and we can't forget Mom, because your mom is always at the track, too, and she's always helping out, too. Yeah,
my mom actually was kind of the one who taught me how to do the clutch on the car. She's always been pretty hands-on with it, too, and that's awesome. So it's good that we really are a family of racing people.
Now, did your mom drive too?
No, she's never drove. In fact, I offered her my junior dragster one time because they had a parents race, and she was too scared to get in it.
Oh my goodness. So how does she feel about watching you guys like go down the track?
I think at first she would get really nervous, but I think her nerves have kind of calmed down seeing us make more and more laps in the car.
There's a little bit more trust, a little bit more like, oh, okay, she's got this. Oh my goodness. And now, you know, because we talk about racing as a family thing, and the last two, you've won the Topeka divisional race, and then you also won the national event there this past weekend, and it was a little extra special for the Meyer family. If you can just explain to people, you know, your special trophy and your family, why is this a little bit special for you this race?
Oh, yeah. So earlier this year, my Uncle Joe, like, unfortunately passed away from a freak industrial incident. And his son, Dusty, races and top sportsman and super comp also. And so it was just really emotional because that's our home track. And I know Dusty had been struggling all year to turn on any wind lights, especially after his dad passed. And to see him out at the National this last weekend when the whole race just made us all so happy and proud of him. And I know it meant a lot to him and meant a lot to me and my family too. And then it was even better that we were able to win right after him and share the winner's circle with him and stuff.
That is awesome. I know, I'm like, I saw that, I was tearing up and I'm like, oh my God. And you even, at the Topeka divisional race, there was a special trophy made in honor of your uncle, because honestly, you guys are synonymous with Topeka. We always know the Meyer family will be there, but you also won the trophy that they made for your uncle too.
Yeah, I also won that trophy. So that one was pretty cool to be able to win that. I actually like swept all of Kansas, is what we've been joking about, because the last 4 weekends, three of them we've been racing in Kansas, and I won all three races.
Wow, that's right, Great Bend. I'm sorry, I'm a horrible person, I forgot about Great Bend. Because you were racing there, Julia's racing here at Indy, and I asked Julie, yeah. I'm like, well, where's Rachel? She's like, oh no, we're split, she's over in Great Bend and I'm here. And that's what I love about you guys, you can both sides. And then we'll move on to your personal life too, because I was checking it out, so you race and you are getting married. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And he's a racer also.
Yes, so we actually met out at the racetrack at Mocan Dragway, where we both bracket race at, about 3 years ago.
I just love it. That's the thing about us racers. We're you know, we find attraction in other racers. It just happens. And that is just so cool that you can find somebody else. Okay, and a little bit personal too is, so when you're not at the racetrack, it seems like you always are, but when you're not at the racetrack, what do you do? Like, what's your normal 9-to-5 job?
So I'm a new product engineer for this company called Play Power, and we make and manufacture a lot of industrial playground equipment. So I just help design it, engineer it, get it out the door kind of stuff.
I just love the way you said it. I just designed this and just get, that's pretty big. I'm like, that's pretty darn cool to me.
Thanks.
I'm like, that, I just think that's a great job. Do you get to test it out and play on it too? Like, I would be out there too.
Yeah, we actually do, so it's kind of fun.
I'm like, can we get you guys to come put a slide in our building? That'd be really awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
So for all little girls out there who look up to you and want to go out there and race too, what advice would you give to them if they wanted to get in the car and start racing?
Just go for it. It's not that scary, honestly. Don't be scared. You know, if you have the mind power and will to do it, then you can get it done. And don't let anyone keep you from doing it.
I like that. That is a very good thing. And this is also the time, too, to give a shout out to your sponsors, because I know you have some good ones out there. So now's your chance to say hi and, like, mention your sponsors and, you know, where you can find them.
All right. I want to say thank you to NGK Spark Plugs and NTK Sensors. They helped me out a lot this year. Lucas Oil, Gunk, Taylor Cable, Randy Meyer Racing, obviously, Air Motive.
Nice, I think Kansas, that's company. I love Air Motive, a nice Kansas company. That's the thing too, is I used to live in Kansas too, so I was even telling Rachel when I called her, I'm like, oh, it's so fun. Oh, calling a Kansas number, I miss that. And Lucas Oil, of course, here is very special to us since they're just down the street from us. And we can just see Lucas Oil Stadium pretty much out the roof. So, and now, you know, where can we find you? Because we want to, you know, we want our fans to follow you and what you're doing and how you're doing. So where can people find you on social media and on the web?
So you can find me on Rachel Meyer Racing on Facebook and Rachel Meyer Racing on Instagram. And then you can also follow Randy Meyer Racing on both of those accounts too, because they post some updates of how the race weekend's going and whatnot.
Especially since you guys are in two separate places some weekends, as we have found out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Rachel, and continued success. When's your next race coming up?
So we're about to head to Brainerd. I actually head out Thursday for that national event, and then I finally have a weekend off.
What? And we're going to see you at the U.S. Nationals, of course?
Yes, I will be out there too.
Yay, so you'll be in Indy here in a few weeks. So once again, thanks so much, and you have a wonderful day, Rachel.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for listening. I'm Nikki Clark, and this is Women Take the Wheel. Be sure to connect and follow on Facebook when you search for Women Take the Wheel podcast. And be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast right now on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network, this is Women Take the Wheel with Nikki Clark. Follow and subscribe to this podcast now and discover even more great podcasts on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Online at allindianapodcastnetwork.com. allindianapodcastnetwork.com.